Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Hakara Batoiro, Lo Yivchois Mishloisha Psukim. A Kriya, there has to be a Kriya. It's reading one Pasuk, two Psukim is not a Kriya. Kriya is three Psukim. The Santa Gemara adds in Dav Chav Dalet, three Psukim connected Toiro, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Three Chalokim of Toiro Shavichzab. Lo Yikra Lemiturgimin Yoisim Pasuk Echod. Miturgimin, which was Bimei Chazal. We're talking about Bayesheni. This is a takona before the beginning of Bayesheni. Klal Yisrael had no relationship with Lashon Aramis. Lashon HaKodesh was the language. From the beginning of Bayesheni, much as we think that they spoke Lashon HaKodesh, the Lashon of the Mishnah is more Lashon HaKodesh, but the real language was a more difficult type of Lashon Aramis. You see, sometimes you have memories from Tanoim, you have a few memories from Hillel, Habavli in Pirkei Avos, where the Mamish used a type of Lashon Aramis, which is, if anything, similar to Lashon of Talmud Yerushalmi. That was the spoken language. So there was a takona to lein b'shas the Kriyas HaTorah, to say it over Famiratzim, Noshin, to say over, and that had to be said posuk by posuk. Things got lost in translations, and really each posuk had to be said separately. Ubinovi shloisha. The reason why by Novi the Meturgman could say three psukim is that in Chamisha Chumash Torah very often there's mitzvahs, halachas, and Amoritz could hear wrong if the translation is a little bit mangled, or he's not hearing it with too much concentration, and he can make a mistake. Novi is all divrei techachos. If he makes a slight mistake, it's not going to be a chson in halach lamaisa. Hoyu shloshton sholosh parshis. If sometimes you'll have a Novi, occasionally you have a few places in Yeshaya, where you have different parshias, different in Yonim, mamish pasuk after pasuk. There's no three psukim one after another which are different in Yonim. At least you have is two. So, but in Novi, if you have three that are mamish three parshias, so there, the meturgimen shouldn't carry over from Inyan to Inyan. There already a lot is lost in the Ritzifus. So therefore, karin echod echod. Medalgin benovi, when you lane the Haftarah, sometimes you can skip. You have a few Haftarahs. We just went through Yom Kippur. And over there in the Sefer Tray also, we lane Yoino. But we also lane the Psukim at the end of Bayan Micho, Mikel Kamoicho. So the halacha is that you're allowed to do the Medalgin benovi, the Medalgin Haftarah. You're not allowed to go from Pasha to Pasha. It has to be one Kriya. Here the point is the same. If you go Me'inyan Le'inyan V'chamisha Chum Shetari, you can make a mistake in Heron, in Halacha. In Novi, that Chshash is not a Chshash. It's important to point out that the Gemara in Yuma is the Siachas to this Mishnah. The fact that the Kohen Godel, when he laned, the Rav is Mitzayin it, when he laned, he did go from Inyan to Inyan. So the answer is that the Gemara says that if he's going from Pasha Zachary Mois to Achba also, it's Me'inyan Le'inyan V'Oise Inyan. So it's not going from Pasha to Pasha, but it's one Inyan. That's you're allowed to do, even by Torah. Vat kamahu medalik. How long could you be medalik? You're going to lane, you want to lane one Inyan Pasha's Noyach and one in Pasha's Shoiftim. It's going to be a long time to be gadol to Sefer Torah. Well, in the Novi, you're going to go from one end of Yishai to the other. So the Mishnah says over here, there's a shir of tichud etziburat, kadei shalei yivsek ha-petugimen. The Tugumen talks. Within that time frame, you could be gadol from place to place. So listen out by Maftir Yoino, the amount of time it takes to go to Mirkel Kamoich is instant. It takes 5 seconds. That you can do. Mishnah Hey, Hamafti Binovi, who Paris al Shma. The Mafti Binovi, what is the Mishnah saying? Oh, yeah, Paris al Shma we just had for those that came late. So there's the Yoitzah Choyvas Kadesh Borchu and Yoitzah Moiris with the Kriyat, the Dvarb Shmigdusha. What does that have to do with the Mafti Binovi? So it's interesting. The way the Gemara says it, again, it's halachas that we don't so connect with. But the Mafti Binovi is not as choshev as the Mafti Batoru. By us, we have a standard Balkoiri. So Balkoiri is a Balkoiri. It's a job where different people lane. The Mafti Binovi, very often the person is not laning from a klaf. Other rabbis, somebody who's not the Balkoiri. By them, it was more than that. Every single person laned his own aliyah, and he was moitzi the rabbin. The Mafti Binovi is a minig, it's later on, it's not as choshev. And that's why, by the way, there's halacha, that a cotton can't be one of the shiva kruim, but mafti you can give to a cotton. We do it by a bar mitzvah. A bar mitzvah bocha could have, some places do it. the Shabbos before his bar mitzvah. He could be kareb ben novi, and he can make the brachas on the novi. But because he did something that was shaloi lefi chavoid, because there are others that were doing a tafkid more choshev, so they gave him a cancellation prize, and he's the one that they said he should be paris hashma, which is a davar choshev. Vehu oivel lefnei hateva, he's the bal tefila, because he's being mafter benovi. Vehu gam noisias kapov, he's the one who's mekayim bechas kaina, which is very difficult. By else all the kahanim go up. So the way the Gemara explains is, the Mepharshim bring down, Tes Yomta brings a few Purushim, is that either could be that he's Pesach Tchila, maybe like he says Kehanim to the other Kehanim, he's the Pesach Tchila, they gave him a Kibud. The other Pshat over here is, the Mepharshim bring down, it's a Gemara in Soita, is what happens if you have a Tzibur, which is Kula Kehanim. It was a famous place. It was an island in off the coast of Tunisia called Djerba. There was a kehila there from the times of the Second Beis Hamikdash, and there was a whole tzibur over there. They were all kahanim. They were all intimate families that were intimate. They were all kahanim. So how do you have birchas kahanim? So when you have a whole tzibur of kahanim, 10 of the kahanim don't duchen. They're not oil le duchen. They don't go up for birchas kahanim. They stand back that there should be a tzibur that's mizborech mipiem. So the maftir, yes, again, we're giving him that prize because he was a maftir benovi. So he has the chshivus that he goes up. Others have to stay behind. He goes up to the duchan. Here we have the halacha that we mentioned before. Vimhoyo koton. He can't daven for the amid. He can't be peris al shma. And he can't be the chazan v'chazar sashat. So we give him also the prize. We give him the prize that Ove Rabbi Lakilu, they're his shliach for that tafkid. And they become the chasen. Kivega points out, the Lashon of the Mishnah is meduik. Oviv Oy Rabbi, Oviv has kedima. But Hashavas Aveda, when he has time only to help one, who does he help? His Rav Muvik is mechuyav to help, because Rabbi, the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, and Oviv, but over here, this Indian is a psaschus, so it's shaykh to mishpoch, it's shaykh to the fact that he's yoyish. Over here, the father has kedim.